Hey, everybody, welcome back to another episode of Let's Go Pokemon Podcast. Like always, I actually have Jay with me today, but unfortunately...
There's a catch for today's... For this week's episode, there's no footage.
Hey, Jay, you know your mic's not close to you at all, right?
Yeah, I just realized that, but yeah, as Brandon said, this week's episode, there will be no footage of us, sadly, but it is what it is. Oh, I just dropped some cards. Sorry. You guys weren't able to see that. Sad. But let's get right into the news.
Yep. All right. Our next, if I can pull up the doc for myself, our next spotlight hour is going to be Clefairy, who can be shiny with the bonus of times 2 catch candy. And our raid hour is going to be Registeel, who can be shiny, of course. Now, we are currently in the middle of the Rediscover Kanto event, which is part of the whole Rediscover stuff that Niantic is doing right now for Pokemon Go. Because it's like, it was Rediscover Kanto went live the same time they did one other one. I'm trying to pull up the name of it. Because it was Rediscover Kanto, if I can find the thing. Join us. Events. I know it's here somewhere. Because it's like a list they put out of like, oh, there it is. Rediscover Pokemon Go is what it's called. And it was like four stages. Rediscover yourself, which happened, which was the whole avatar, like, you know, releasing the new avatar models, and then the whole debacle and controversy and upsettingness about the new avatars and all that.
Yeah.
Because, like, you know, some of the poses, like, you know, if you had a skirt on, you know, and did like a certain poses and all that, basically make it look like a. That was showing fire parts and all that.
Because
in the skirts, like, you know, it didn't have like a black shorts underneath it and all that.
Oh yeah.
So like if you did like the guitar pose and you're wearing a skirt and all that,
you were flashing.
Yeah.
Damn. And I didn't know that bit. Honestly, I thought people were complaining because of how, like, you know, I mean, I didn't know that part. I just thought people were just complaining because, you know, it didn't look like, you know, what it was before, but and, now that I know that, I was like, damn, okay.
And then also, like, some stuff got taken away, some people also saying the proportions don't look correct on the avatars and all that. Like, sometimes I think, like, the arm may be a little too lanky and all that, or too long, and some stuff like that. The upskirt thing, yeah, I understand that.
Yeah.
That's a big oof on Niantic and all that, and they really haven't, like, to my knowledge, haven't said anything about it. If the avatar itself, it's like 50-50. It looks okay, but it doesn't. The main thing for me at the moment, because I really haven't touched it that much, the main thing I have at the moment is the face structural. I'm not a big fan of the face structural at the moment. I checked out a couple of different ones, and it didn't vibe with me.
Yeah.
Then you have the Rediscover Your World, which is basically... the new backgrounds and biomes, and, like, you know, whenever you go to certain areas, the background will be different and all that, instead of just being like grass like it was all the time, and, like, more in depth and all that.
Yeah.
Although that is also causing some issues with people with older phones and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Then you have Rediscover Kanto, which we're going to talk about in a second. And then the last one's going to happen on May 7th, which is Discover Your Reality, which I think is going to be a new implementation of the AR camera. Mm-hmm. For Pokemon Go, at least that's my assumption. I don't know what it actually is going to be. But anyway, Jay, I'll let you talk for a little bit because I've been doing the talking for like a good 2-3 minutes.
Yeah.
One new Pokemon has finally been added, for a while, apparently, like at least since the beginning of the year. We haven't had a new Pokemon since the winter event in December, but we finally got a new Pokemon in to go.
Oh, nice.
Not like a new form or anything like that, like a brand new Pokemon.
Mm-hmm.
Wigglet can be found at beaches.
Oh, yeah, I did see something about that. That's pretty nice.
And I think somebody said in our town posted on Campfire that they found one at our local, I like to say, quote-unquote, beach. Because it's not really a beach.
Yeah.
Actually, I don't even think it... You talk about the rest about Discover Kanto. I actually kind of want to look up the definition of the word beach.
All right, so what we got is, let's see here.
Oh, I actually got it. A strip of land cone by sand, pebbles, or small stones at the edge of a body of water especially by the ocean between high or low watermarks. especially, well, see, here's the thing that gets me. It says especially by the ocean. So that does, if I'm understanding that, that means it doesn't technically need to be by the ocean. Mm-hmm. So I guess you could say it is a beach, but I don't think most people, not even anybody in town, only consider it a beach.
I mean, it's Granby. I'm sure nobody cares.
Yeah.
But still, but yeah, I always wonder. But you're right on the money too about it, because always for the longest time I was like, what would make a beach a beach? And then you brought up the definition. I was like, okay, that would make sense. But knowing how like, you know, people are in town, I'm sure. It's like whatever to them.
Well, I think the older generation is more like, oh yeah, we got like a little beach and all that. I'm like, eh, it's not really a beach, like, you know.
It's like whatever makes your boat float, man.
Yeah, I mean, like.
But all right. So right now we're in Rediscover Kanto.
Check out group chat real fast for a second. I just cut it out.
All right, hold on. Oh yeah. Okay. So real quick, one last thing about the new avatar thing. And now that I'm looking at it now. Like, my avatar's face looks a little too chunky, but I can't complain.
No, you can change the face and all that.
But yeah, like, I never realized it until now that you started bringing it out. I was like, I never really messed around with like the new revamped avatar customization. So,
like, it's just like the big thing for me is the face. Like, the face, just like, because you have like 7 different face types and all that. Like, I went through all of them. I just don't like any of them. Like, it's just like,
yeah, it seems kind of weird.
I just keep it on the default too, but like, I'm not a big fan of it. Like, some of the other stuff, like the arms, I think my arms are a little bit longer than it, but like, you know, that's besides the point. Like, because apparently, yeah, I've been told I have really long arms.
Yeah,
but like, like the other stuff for me personally, I mean, I know there's some people that don't like it, and you know, if you don't like it, that's you know,
it is what it is.
I mean, like, you know, yeah, you don't like it, you're gonna try to make it as best as you can and all that, and I can see why you don't like it.
Mm-hmm.
But like, for me, the main thing is the face.
Yeah, it looks weird, a little weird. But let's see, we're currently in the Rediscover Kanto event, and it's ongoing from now until May 9th, 8 p.m. PDT. Our event bonuses are increased XP for a 7-day Pokestop spin and cash streak. Friendship level will increase faster from gifting, trading, and battling in all forms. Increased chances to get Bulbasaur, Charmander, Squirtle in their biomes. If you evolve them into their final forms, they will learn their signature moves. I suppose, their C-Day moves, okay, for better term. Frenzy Plant, Hydro Cannon, and Blast Burn. You can also get Mega Energy for them in research tasks. There will be special research that will get you Kanto Pokemon, Stardust, and XP. And our next event is going to be the Cleffa Hatch Day. It's happening on Sunday, April 28th from 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. local time. Cleffa will be hatching more often from 2K eggs and with an increased shiny rate. The event bonuses are going to be the following. We're going to have double catch double hatch candy. 2 kilometer eggs dropping more often, increased chance to hatch a shiny Cleffa, time research, event exclusive time research will get you in super incubator, and XP. All of this must be completed by 5 p.m. on Sunday, your local time. There's also going to be a 1 USD paid time research ticket. Its bonus is going to be double hatch Stardust. The reward items will be 1 star piece, a super incubator, and XP. Huh? You want to take it?
Yep. So next event, which actually we're talking about if we're going to do anything this week, and this is something we may do. I don't know. Yeah. Depending on how you feel. Our next event is going to be Clefairy Hatch Day. That's going to be on Sunday, April 28th from 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. your local time. Clefairy will hatch more often and 2 kilometer eggs with an increased shiny rate. Event bonuses are going to be the following. Times 2 hatch candy, which you gotta love. Times 2 2 kilometer eggs, which drop more often. Increased chance to get a shiny Cleffa. Time research. The event exclusive time research will get you super incubator X and XP, which The event exclusive time mini search will get you a simple incubator and XP. Must be completed and claimed by 5 p.m. on Sunday, your local time, which is a little unfortunate but understandable. Hopefully it's not too difficult. Especially whenever it gives you a super incubator, you gotta love when they do that, you know?
Yeah.
There's also gonna be a one USD ticket, which actually I want to talk about something that I didn't know about until a couple of days ago. There's gonna be a $1 USD paid time research. The bonuses will be 2x hatch stardust. Items garden will be a 1-star piece, 1 super incubator, and an XP.
Mm-hmm.
So apparently, this is what I kind of this also kind of chimes in with some Pokemon Go Twitch streaming drama that happened too recently. That apparently people are using the VPNs going to countries where the I'm gonna probably assume most of them are American, but I know all of them, not all of them are American, because one of the guys that caused the whole Pokemon Go Twitch controversy is, I think, from New Zealand or Australia.
Mm-hmm.
But like people that have a strong currency globally are using the VPNs, making it to where they can access the store and say, because this happened in Turkey, getting their coins for in their currency dirt cheap, and then a result. So we don't know if it's because Pokemon Niantic said that they're going to increase the prices in some locations. So we don't know if it's because of that, or because of people using the VPN and them seeing that there's a bunch of people using or buying coins in that area, in that country, so they decided to raise the prices. We don't know which one it is. But Turkey saw a 1,300% increase overnight in coins in their shop.
Hmm.
So basically, to like buying 100 coins. Yeah. Like it's for if you're an American or somebody and you buy like a 100 coins, it'll be like a couple of cents that you'd be spending if you do it over there. Talking about over to them, I think I could be wrong on this, but somebody did the equation and how much like the purchasing power is and relatively to that country and all that, and like the wages and all that they get.
Mm-hmm.
It's just basically screwing over people and talking in poor countries.
Yeah,
because it's basically. Somebody's like, if this guy did this, I think this guy is from Tokyo, but he says it's basically they're paying for 100 coins. I'm assuming he's converting this in USD to paying about $40 for 100 coins.
Yeah.
That's a massive increase in price.
Because,
like, I think 100 coins for us is what, $5 or a dollar? I think it's a dollar, isn't it?
No idea.
Oh, can you check it first?
I'm actually doing something else.
Okay. I'll check it.
Yeah. I'm not 100% sure on that one, but not. This is the first I'm hearing about that.
It's happened this weekend, and everybody's been talking about it, like, past 2 days on Twitch especially. Not Twitch, Twitter.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. That's, okay, no.
It's going to be at the bottom.
Okay, because for some people, it's moved up to the top. Yeah, 100 coins in the US is $1.
Yeah.
So, like, over there in Turkey, they're basically paying, I think, if I'm understanding this guy, they're basically, like, you know, with how much stuff costs over there and, like, you know, how much they make.
Yeah.
They're basically spending $40 for 100 coins.
Damn.
Yeah. Like, that's a massive increase in price, 1,300%.
Mm-hmm.
1,300. That's massive. So, and then, like, you know, the reason I say this is because, Twitch streamer or like a Twitch streamer that streams Pokemon Go, he was doing some like PvP, he was doing some like GBL battles.
Mm-hmm.
I think he said he got gifted like 50 or 100 subs. Somebody told him to check like the analytics. It turns out like you know how whenever somebody gives subs, it tells you who gifted it.
Yeah,
it's like a really big person in the Pokemon Go community, or like relatively big in the Go community, that apparently has some controversy in the past by saying, you guys enjoy working like slaves while I live a luxurious life traveling to the countries and making content.
Mm-hmm.
Which got a lot of people pissed, and some people were defending him. I'm like, why are you guys defending him? He basically said enjoying working while he gets to go around and travel and all that because of the slaves.
What a bozo.
But like so they saw it was him that donated. Yeah. They saw that it was him that donated. And then like the guy checked the analytics, he saw that all the subs were from Turkey, which is like, I think what the so what because I think in the US it's like about $5 a sub. Mm-hmm. So that would have been a lot of money for that streamer, but in Tokyo, when it got converted to USD, I think it was like $20. Which is equivalent to gifting 4 subs here in the States. No, 5 subs. Or 4. No, 4 subs.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's it. So apparently people have been using VPNs and abusing currency conversions and all that. Which sucks, especially whenever you do that to a smaller streamer and make them think they just got a bunch of money and like, I mean, yeah, the sub sell, but, like, you know, he thought he got, like, a nice little chunk. You know, and that probably made his day and all that.
Yeah.
And then seeing that it was only like, $20. Uh-huh. You're like, oh. That could probably, like, be like, oh, that kind of sucks now. And I'm like, that does suck. If anybody's telling you, you still got subs, it's like, it sucks because, like, you thought you got a big thing and all that. You get your hopes up a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, but like seeing the whole USD thing, that made me think, remember all that. And I know you probably didn't hear about it, but that's apparently some stuff that's been going on. Then, like, I know there's been some coin farming hacks that some people are doing, like giving people their account information to get them coins and all that. Which, don't give anybody your account information, you guys, because it could mess up your stuff or change stuff or delete your account. Mm-hmm. But anyway, you want to talk about the next event, Jay? It's going to be happening on February 26th at 10 a.m. to April 28th at 5 p.m. Oh, no, wait. That's part of the bonus for that Hatch Day. Maybe.
Yeah, I was about to say what event.
Okay, so from February, April 26th at 10 a.m. to April 28th at 5 p.m. your local time.
Yeah.
This is going to be the bonuses for the Hatch Day, which I love. Half egg distance, half egg hatching distance. So when eggs are placed in incubators during this time, Feed Research will give you XP and Stardust. Web Store bundle will be $20 that will get you 15 super incubators, 10 regular incubators, 5 parfums, and then an in-game store bundle is going to be for 925 Pokecoins. Will give you 5 super incubators, 5 regular incubators. And 2 lucky eggs.
Not bad.
That's honestly really it for all the news and Pokemon Go related that's going to be happening until the next podcast.
Yeah.
In all honesty, April has been like a really... It's been a good month, but it's been a chill, relaxed month too. Mm-hmm. Well, not that many events going on. There was just one thing that got announced a couple of hours ago that I haven't added.
What?
Niantic has announced has announced a free special research that's gonna go live on April 1st, 2024, and it will give players access to the mythical Pokemon Diancie. It's called Glitz and Glam, and will never expire, and will be given to players, and will give players an encounter with Diancie. If you participated in Pokemon Go Fest last year, which we did, then you will only get Diancie candy. Huh. Sucks, but we already got the Pokemon.
Yeah.
In addition to that, there will be field research that will go on from the May 1st to May 3rd that will give players Dancing Mega Energy and encounters with Carbink. So not bad, not bad. So if you guys didn't get your Diancie last year because you didn't buy the ticket, now's your opportunity to get the Diancie. I'm assuming it's going to be more or less the same research as we did. Honestly, don't know. Could be different. If it is, we'll let you guys know. We'll probably just talk about it for a little bit anyway. Anyway, Jay, anything else you want to go over?
Yes, real quick. Progress on my Scarlet walkthrough. I got to the part where on the Teal Mask, you have to go find the...
The other masks?
Yeah, the other masks from the three bozos. So I'm going to go do some... Whenever I get around to it, I'm going to do some more XP grinding, and I'm just going to run the 1-2 combo.
Oh, yeah. You should have access to both. So this weekend, since you mentioned that, this weekend, it's the return of Walking Rake and Iron Leaves. If you guys already caught them in your game, you guys cannot catch them again. But you haven't caught them yet, so you can catch them. I'll help you out this weekend if you need me to to get them. Because, they can be a little bit difficult, especially whenever... But it's doable.
Nice.
Yeah. So I'll just help you out this weekend with that if you want me to.
Yeah.
All right. Anything else, Jay?
No, I think that's about it.
All right, you guys don't get to follow us on Let's Go Pokemon TikTok for as long as TikTok's available. I know the bill passed, but TikTok said they're going to sue and take it to court to be like, hey, this is unconstitutional and all that. We'll see what happens with that.
The only reason they're banning TikTok is because they can't control it.
But I know they also have, I think, even if they lose the court battle, I think they have 9 months to a year to...
That was 6 months.
You could be...
Because I heard a lot of numbers. I heard between 6, 9, and a year. But the main number I've heard many a times is 6 months.
Okay, let's just say 6 months to a year to find somebody to sell it to. So anyway, we're going to have the TikTok for a while still. So follow us there. Don't forget, if that ever gets taken down, you guys can follow us at Let's Go Pokemon Podcast on Instagram. And Let's Go Pokemon Podcast on YouTube. And Let's Go Pokemon Podcast, wherever podcasts are found. Until then, you guys, see you guys next week. And you guys have good luck shiny hunting. And I actually got a shiny this week.
Nice. And hopefully next week we'll have some footage. But until then, you guys have an awesome week of catching Pokemon. Get that Hundo or shiny that you've been looking for. And we'll see you guys next week.